Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Tes Vav. We are up to Sif Yud, the top line on page 248. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Talus Kefula, a talus that is folded over, Shehoyu Alea Chutin, that has attached to its strings, Shehoy Satuluya Behem Yer Shabbos. So what's going on over here, as we'll see, is there's a pole, and there's a talus or garment that is folded over it, so it's like a little bit of an ayah without much of a gag. So a talus that is folded over, but this talus, besides the tzitzis, if it's a real talus, it's a garment that has strings that are attached to it from Erev Shabbos, mutter l'natoso, mutter l'farka. You're allowed to open it up and close it up by using those strings. V'chein ha-parochas, and so too when it comes to a parochas. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat la-mezayin, Talus kefula, shenos na hamot. You're placing this talus on a pole, hanoshen ne shnei ksalim. So there's a pole that's between two walls, and you're hanging a garment over it. Ushnei roshei hakefel mishuloshen umagin la'aretz. And the two sides of the fold reach down all the way to the ground. And you are going in between the folds, in between the two sides of this talus. You're going to sleep there to block the sun. So your mamish using it as an ol. You're going between these two sides of the talus that are folded over the pole. And it should be usher to do this on Shabbos. The mikri olarai. This is called a temporary ohel. Upater aval usher. And therefore, it should be usher midirabonan kemavur b'sivches, like we saw yesterday in sivches. If you are making an olarai, but you're doing it to keep it around, so you know it doesn't have a gag, it will be an isur d'rabbanan. Ubalomar, the Mechaber is coming to say in Sif Yud, the im kishahisa hatalas mekupelas umunachas alamot. If when this talus was folded over and placed on the pole, me'er Shabbos from before Shabbos, hayu bachutin tuluyin, there were strings hanging from it, shal yodan poshton lekitzoseha. And that way you're able to spread out the ends. You're able to open it up and spread it along the pole and to close it up. So mutter lefashta b'Shabbos al kol orech hamot. You're allowed to spread it out over the whole length of the pole on Shabbos. V'hatam, the reason is, dekevon da'al yedei achutin kalu moshcha b'hem, since these strings make it very easy to draw it along, have ki'ilu ha'isa ha'talas prusa mikfar tefach me'er Shabbos. So it's as if this talus was already opened up a tefach. We know that if you have an olarai that's already a tefach, you're allowed to be mosif on an olarai. So in this case, the talus is all crushed together, and it's not spread out even a tefach, but because it is made with these strings that are easily opening it, it's as if it's opened already a tefach from before Shabbos, v'havei rak mosif al olarai v'shari. And all it is adding on to an olarai, which is mutter, like we learned earlier, the kanal b'sebez. The cost of a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, the Mairi Sha'achar Prisoso Lo Yihia Begaga Milamala Rocha Tefach. We're talking about a case over here that after you spread it out, the gag is not going to have a width of a tefach. The gamlo bepachos mishalosh somach legaga ruch of tefach. Not only in the top will the gag not have a tefach, but even within three tefachim from the top, it will not reach a width of a tefach. The iyesh ba ruch of tefach, because if this gag would have a ruch of tefach, or within three tefachim from the top, there would be a ruch of tefach. Havalei ka'ol kavua, then it would have a din of a permanent ohel, velo mahani achutin, and the strings would not help. Now if you look at note number 85, he clarifies from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish explains, Shahainu dafka k'sheporso l'kfiyas. We're talking about over here that you're spreading it out for a nice period of time. Masha'enken k'sheporso l'zman kotzer, which is not the case if you're spreading it out for a very short time. Sheba'ofen zeh nechshav ha'ol ka'arai. Because if it's for a very short time, then it's considered an ol arai. Gam kishiyesh berach vo tefach, even if it has width of a tefach. Like we discussed yesterday, it's one of the two. If there's an ol tefach and it's done very temporary, it's an ol arai. If there's less than a tefach, even if it be done for more of a permanence, it's also going to be ol arai. So you have one of the two makes it an ol arai. The host of the Chazon Ish has on, shekein kasav prima gadim, that it has to be, in this case, that you're spreading it out l'kvius, if it's less than a tefach, and if it's more than a tefach, even a rai, then it gets a din of an ol arai. If it's less than a tefach and it's being done for a very short time, then it's nothing, then it's totally mutter. Sivkatan la milches umutter l'farka. Not only could you spread out this talus over the pole, you can also take it apart. Shekol oyel she'ein bo mishum binyan. Any tent that has no isra of binyan, ein bo mishum stira, there's also no problem of stira. Where there's binyan, there's stira. Over here, there's no binyan. Again, it has the string, so it's made to open. It's as if it's already open, and therefore, there's no stira as well. The Mechaber ended off and said, v'chein ha-parochas, so to ha-parochas, kolul bazeh gam vilon shelifnei ha-pesach. Zaltan ha-shabura included in this, that we're saying it has the same din of a parochas, so too if you have any curtain in front of an opening. There also, if you have the strings attached before Shabbos, it will be mutter to spread it out. But here the Mishabura brings down the Achronim who are bothered by something. That what's the v'chein? Until now we were talking about an oval that goes on top. A parochas doesn't go on top at all, it just goes in front, it's just a wall. So v'ayim b'mogen avrum, tahai v'chein lav dafkahu. That which the Mechaber says v'chein, and so too by a parochas, it's not dafka, it's not specific. The shari bazeh. Because the case of the parochas is mutter afal pisha lo hayu aleha chutin. In the case of the parochas, you don't need the strings. When you're making an ol arai, because you're going under the pole that's being held, that the talus is folded over, so when you have an ol arai, so then the strings make it as if it's open already. But over here, it's just the mechitza, there's no ol over you, there's no gag. So then, Zakta Magen Avram, it's not really bedafka to say v'chein, because in the case of the parochas, you don't even need the chutin that are hanging down. Mishum de'ein o'el elo ha'asui kein gag. There's no such thing as an o'el unless it's made like a roof. So that is the point of the Magen Avram, that this v'chein is lavdafka, the parochas is more lenient. V'hinei, and behold, l'fi ma shehevi bal migdal oiz, based on that which the Migdal Oz brings down, B'shen Rabbeinu Chananel, V'cheinu b'pirish Rabbeinu Chananel shelofaneinu shiyotzu mikarv l'or, and so too is found in the pirish Rabbeinu Chananel in front of us that has recently come to light, Dibe paroches nami tzarech sheyu chutin kruchen alea mi'er Shabbos litlos bom. That the case of the paroches is mamish the same din as the talus, it has to have the strings attached from before Shabbos. Therefore, Yoser tov the harambam bal halachazu, therefore, it's better to say that the Rambam, who is the author of this opinion, nami svirule karabeinu chananel, that the Rambam over here is actually going to Rabbeinu Chananel, that it needs to have the strings. And then, v'osi shapir milas v'chein kipshate. Then we can understand the fear of Rabbeinu Chananel, the v'chein is exact. V'chein v'parochas is only going to be mutter if it has the string attachment before Shabbos. V'chein muchach mebir hagro du mefarishkein. It's also clear from the bir hagro that he understands the Rambam like the Rabbeinu Chananel, and the case of the parochas, like the case of the talus, even though there is no gag, does require the strings attached in order to close it up on Shabbos. Ach ledina einaf gemina bezeh. Halacha l'maisa doesn't really matter. The muchach mehatur ushare poskim. It is clear from the tour and other poskim, the mutter litlos b'chol gavni, you're allowed to hang up parochas in all cases. V'chein muchach me'aramol le'el b'sif aleph b'ago, and so too is clear from the Ramah earlier in Sif Aleph, the kevan shelo nases lahatir ein shum israelo. Since it is not a mechitza materas, like we learned, if you remember the beginning of the simon, a mechitza only becomes a problem if it's being matir something. It's matir the sukkah, it's matir the rishus hayochah for Shabbos, matir tashash hamita. But if it's not being matir anything like the example of a parochas, so then it's mutter anyway. Kosav Magen Avram, the Magen Avram writes, the mechitza hasuya lahatir, when in fact you have a mechitza materas, a mechitza that's coming to be matir something, shepasak ha-shulchan aruch l'el b'stifalach, the mechaber paskin earlier, da'osir la'asosa b'shabbos, we know you can't make a mechitza materas on Shabbos, hu afilu kishoyu chutin kuchen ulem yer Shabbos, zogt the Magen Avram, that's even if there are strings attached before Shabbos, you cannot make a mechitza amateras on Shabbos. This leniency of the strings attached will not apply by a mechitza amateras. V'yesha mekilim bezeh, however, there are those who are lenient, and they say even a mechitza amateras, if there are strings that are attached to it from before Shabbos, that would allow you to put up that mechitza on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Aleph, Kilas chasonim she'ein v'gaga tefach. We have a type of canopy bed that does not have in the roof a tefach. V'lo b'pachos mishlosha samach l'gaga rochav tefach. Not only is there no tefach on top, but within three tefachim of the top, it does not reach a width of a tefach. Ho'il shehim is sukenes l'kach. Since it is set for this purpose, mutter l'netosa, you can set it up on Shabbos, and mutter l'farka, and you can take it apart on Shabbos. As long as it doesn't hang down over the bed of tefach. hang down below the bed of tefach. If it doesn't hang below the bed of tefach, it is mutter. Explains the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem, Kilas Chasanim. What exactly is the appearance of this Kilas Chasanim? Eight echad omet larosh hamita. There's one pole sticking up in the front of the bed. Gavoa mehamita, that's raised above the bed. V'chein omet eitz b'margalis hamita, and so too there's a pole in the back of the bed by the foot of the bed, and it goes above the bed as well. Umot nosun aleihem. So you have a pole in the front going up, a pole in the back going up, and one pole going across. Uparus al hamot vilon gadol. And then you hang over the pole that's going across the top. You hang over some kind of curtain, some kind of sheet. Ushnei roshin yordan mikana mikana. It goes and it hangs down on both sides. Kimin oel al pnei kolamita. This Kilas Chasanim is a pole going on top horizontally. It has a curtain going over it and it reaches over the entire bed. Sivkotan Mem Aleph, the Mechaber said it's mutter to spread it and to take it apart on Shabbos. Hol Shimis Ukenes, it was set up for that. Pirush, Shechinu Lakach Mibod Yom. You prepared it for that purpose, you designated it for that purpose before Shabbos. V'lochein Shari Baze Afa Pishal Hoyu Chutin Kruchen Alem Yar Shabbos. Therefore, it's mutter. Even if you don't have any strings attached to it, like we learned in Siv Yud, since it was designated for that purpose, even without strings, it is mutter. Aval, in eina mesukenas aser, but if it was not set aside and prepared for this purpose, it is aser. Kimoshe pasag al shulchanar b'siv ches, like the Mechaber told us yesterday in Siv Ches. Tafil ol she'im begago tefach, even an oil that does not have in the roof a tefach, aser la soso b'shabbos. Again, if it's for kvias, even without an old tefach, will be usher to make on Shabbos. Elu imkein hoyu chutin kruchen aleh mi'er Shabbos akanah, unless there are strings attached. So in this case, since there is no ohel tefach, there is no gag tefach, and it's designated for this purpose before Shabbos, it's mutter. If it wasn't designated before Shabbos for this purpose, then you would have to have the strings attached, because even though it doesn't have a gag tefach, if it's there for some kind of kriyus, it would be usher midrabbanan otherwise. Sivkatan Mendez, the only criteria the Mechaber told us is, as long as it doesn't hang down below the bed of Tefach. Why does that matter? Zotah Chavetz Chaim Atam, the reason is, Dekevan Shehimishul Sheles Me'al Hamita Tefach, since it hangs down below the bed of Tefach, Bezekifa, straight, La'achar Kolos HaShipua, meaning after the slant ends, it then hangs down the bed, down vertically, one tefach. So havelei high tefach mechitza. That vertical tefach counts as the mechitza. V'chol hashipua shemimala mita neshav legag. Memela, the entire slanty part of this oil is considered a gag. So long that you only have the slanty part, so then it's all going to be okay. But once you have it hanging down a tefach below the bed, so those tefachim that are hanging down, one on each side, is the walls. And the melo, the entire slanty part, will be considered the gag, the ave oel mamish, and that will be considered a regular oel, and will be usser. Mia, however, mita didon, our beds, she'ein kila aleha, that doesn't have a canopy over it, she'apurs in aleha sadim, we just put a sheet on the bed. Afal pi denochus mi puria tefach, even though it hangs down below the bed of tefach, leis lamba, our beds, we don't have to worry, the sheet that you put on top of the mattress hangs down a tefach below the bed is not a problem. V'atam, the reason is, to hamasha munach alamita lo mikri ohel, that which you're putting the sheet on the bed, there's no ohel over there, kevan she'en cholo tachtov. Since between the sheet that's on the bed, there's no space between the sheet and the bed, like we saw a couple days ago. When it comes to putting a tablecloth over a table, there was no oil, even if it hangs down, because there's no space. Here also, although a canopy bed is a problem, if it hangs down a tefach, our beds, even though it hangs down a tefach, is absolutely no problem, because there is no oil on top, there's no separation between the sheet and the bed itself. We will stop here and continue with Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Sif Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.